Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Our team of newsroom staffers in Charlotte this week for the Democratic National Convention includes Morning Edition host Bob Oakes, who's been speaking with several of the key Massachusetts players at the event. One of them is a Lancaster native who worked his way up from an intern in the late Senator Ted Kennedy's office to Kennedy's political director, and he's now playing a significant role at the DNC. Bob Oakes has this profile.
He's been living and breathing the job since June of last year. Steve Kerrigan, the Lancaster, Massachusetts resident who hasn't slept in his own bed for 6 months. Kerrigan has been living here in Charlotte, planning, setting up, and managing this convention with its tens of thousands of delegates and media. Kerrigan's title is Convention CEO, a job he landed after successfully helping to manage the inauguration ceremonies for Barack Obama nearly 4 years ago. Kerrigan says the directive he got for this convention was pretty simple, to make it the most open convention ever.
The president and the party have always been about inclusion, and that's what this convention should reflect. I mean, our convention is not just an opportunity to renominate or nominate a candidate. It's an opportunity to reaffirm who we are as a party and as a people, because we believe in not having a small group of people decide what our platform is and our rules and pick our nominee, but as many people as possible to be engaged in the process.
So explain how the convention is staged, furthers the political agenda, which is, of course, to get the president reelected.
Sure. The president only won this state by 14,177 votes in 2008. And it was the first Democrat since Jimmy Carter to win North Carolina. We wanted to make sure that by picking North Carolina, we're sending a message that we're not ceding any ground we gained in 2008. We're going to continue to grow the electoral map. We're going to continue to engage folks all across the country, not just in safe blue states.
The idea here in North Carolina, says Kerrigan, has been to engage and involve the community. And so far, it seems to have been successful, as thousands, for example, attended a huge community party called Carolina Fest earlier this week. But holding a convention here does not make North Carolina a slam dunk for Obama. The jobless rate here is 9.6%, which is even higher than the national average. Another sign of trouble for the president's reelection team here, in May, 20% of North Carolina Democrats voted no preference instead of for President Obama in a primary election that was otherwise meaningless in terms of the presidential contest. At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm Bob Oakes.